Senate has for final consideration House Bill 128. The Secretary will read the bill.
In the House of Representatives, House Bill number 128 by Agricultural Affairs Committee, an act relating to the Pea and Lentil Commission, amending Section 223507 Idaho Code to revise compensation provisions.
Mr. President.
Senator Schroeder.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that House Bill 128, that further reading of House Bill 128 be dispensed with, and the record show it has been read third time in length, section by section, is now properly before the Senate for final consideration.
Without objection, Senator Schroeder is recognized to open debate.
Finally, it seems like I've been the custodian of this bill for weeks and weeks now. Now, currently, good senators, if you're on the Idaho Pea and Lentil Commission, you get paid a salary of $15 a day if you meet. You're also eligible for PERSI, and you will accumulate retirement benefits of $10 a year if you're on the Pea and Lentil Commission to PERSI. And for that $10, you will not, because you get that $10, you will not be able to have an individual IRA, according to the IRS code. Well, that hardly seems fair to give up your individual retirement account in exchange for $10 into PERSI. So we're making a code change, and you will see in the bill that this is very simple. We're changing a D to a B. And what does that all mean? Well, in Idaho Code 59509, there's a section of code which deals with salaries of officers. And we're going to take the Pea and Lentil Commissioners out of that section of code which provides for that $15 a day salary, and they're going to move them up to B, in which they serve without compensation, but they will still get their expenses. So then they will not get a salary. As a result of that, they will not be a member of PERSI, and they will be able to establish individual IRAs. And with that, Mr. President, debate is open.
Further debate on Senate Bill 128, House Bill 128, excuse me. Hearing no further debate, Senator Schroeder is recognized to close debate.
Thank you, Mr. President. Debate is closed.
Debate being closed, the question is that House Bill 128 passed. Senate Secretary will call the roll.
Andreessen?
Aye.
Bear?
Aye.
Bilyeu?
Aye.
Bach?
Aye.
Brackett?
Aye.
Broadsword?
Aye.
Cameron? Coiner?
Aye.
Corder?
Aye.
Darrington?
Aye.
Davis?
Aye.
Fulcher? Geddes?
Aye.
Getty?
Aye.
Hammond?
Aye.
Heinrich?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Jorgensen?
Aye.
Kelly?
Aye.
Keogh?
Aye.
Lefebvre?
Aye.
Lodge?
Aye.
McGee? McKeag?
Aye.
McKenzie? Mortimer?
Aye.
Pierce?
Aye.
Sagnus?
Aye.
Schroeder?
Aye.
Sitaway?
Aye.
Smizer?
Aye.
Stegner?
Aye.
Thorson?
Aye.
Work?
Aye.
Winder?
Aye.
Cameron? Davis.
Senator Davis, for what reason do you rise during the roll call vote?
Mr. President, may I have 60 seconds to explain my vote?
You may, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I know that the Senator from 26 and I last night had a good discussion on the Pea and Lentil Commission, and I know he wanted to be here to vote on this important piece of legislation. And so we're working right now to see what we can do to have him here. It's an important bill to the good senator, so I'd like to take a moment and just see if we can run him to ground.
Mr. President.
Can interrupt a roll.
So given that discussion last night, Senator, How do you propose to vote?
Well, Mr. President, have I exhausted my time?
You have exhausted your 60 seconds.
Then Senator votes aye.
Senator Davis will be recorded as voting aye.
Fulcher.
Senator Fulcher.
Hey, Mr. President.
Senator Fulcher, for what reason do you interrupt this roll call vote?
Mr. President, may I have 60 seconds to explain
you my may,
vote?
Senator.
Mr. President, peas and lentils are a very important topic this year. I find it particularly impressive that the good Senator Schroeder is carrying this bill, because I know he has a passion for peas and lentils. But perhaps not as strong as a passion as the good Senator from 26, which is why we hope to give him an opportunity to speak to this bill.
Senator, the Senate is dying to know how you're going to vote on this piece of legislation.
Senator votes aye.
Senator Fulcher will be recorded as voting aye.
McGee.
Senator McGee will be recorded as voting aye.
Stegner.
Finally, somebody that knows something about peas and lentils.
Mr. President.
Senator Stegner.
After spending 25 years in the pea and lentil industry, I was prepared to spend a fair amount of time talking about the advantages of dry peas and lentils, not only to the state of Idaho, but to your own personal health as a great source of fiber and protein at very low cost. And they are both good and valued commodities raised in the state of Idaho that taste excellent in direct proportion to the amount of ham that is served with them. Mr. President, I vote aye.
I don't know that. Senator Stegner will be recorded as voting aye and supporting the pork industries.
Cameron.
Mr. President.
Senator Cameron.
Would you change my vote to aye?
Yeah, you will change your vote. I'm wore out. Roll call shows 35 ayes, no nays, no absence, excuse the majority haven't voted in the affirmative. House Bill 128 is finally passed the Senate. Are the corrections the title? Hearing none, title is approved, and House Bill 128 will be returned to the House. Senate now asks for final consideration, House Bill 129. The Secretary will read the bill.
In the House of Representatives, House Bill number 129 by Agricultural Affairs Committee, an act relating to the Pea and Lentil Commission.
Mr. President.
Senator Schroeder.
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that further reading of House Bill 129 be dispensed with, and the record show it's been read three times in length, section by section, is now properly before the Senate for final consideration.
Without objection, Senator Schroeder has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here we have another bill from the Pea and Lentil Commission. And let me explain to you what this one does. The composition of the Pea and Lentil Commission is such that there's seven members, and five of them are growers and two of them are processors. Now, in the bill, we have a provision there where to get appointed to that board, you go out and you gather signatures. And the problem we have with gathering signatures, there's only five dealers left in the whole state. And you used to have to gather more signatures than that, so that won't work. And so this changes that. And it also removes the party affiliation requirement, because when you only have five dealers, if they happen to all be one party, you have a problem. But the Honey Commission and the Cherry Commission, two other really mainstream and powerful commissions, also have deleted that requirement as well. And so with that, Mr. President, that pretty well sums up what this bill does. And with that, debate is open.
Further debate on House Bill 129. Hearing no further, Senator LaFavor.
Thank you, Mr. President, and I wanted to debate in favor of the bill, particularly since dried peas and lentils are particularly good without any ham or other meat product in them.
Further debate on House Bill 129. Senator Schroeder is recognized. Closed debate.
Thank you. I don't know if we've had a lot of discussion over ham. I don't know if we have a swine commission in the state, but perhaps we need one. Thank you, Mr. President. Debate is closed.
Debate being closed. Question is, so House Bill 129 passed the Senate. Senator Fulcher.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote used in the final passage of House Bill 128 now be used in the final passage of House Bill 129.
Hearing no objection, roll calls 35 ayes, no nays, no absent excused. Majority having voted in the affirmative. House Bill 129 has passed the Senate. Their corrections of title. Hearing none, title is approved, and House Bill 129 will be returned to the House. Senate now has for final consideration House Bill 147.